USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says there will be more widespread testing for the coronavirus.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
The vice president says he's taking the new task force to Washington after a 10th death was confirmed today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's not surprised billionaire Michael Bloomberg is throwing his support behind former Vice President Joe Biden.
First I heard about that, he certainly brought a lot of money into this race. He certainly made a lot of television networks very, very wealthy, and I'm sure they're very disappointed that he's leaving.
Sanders, speaking at a news conference in Vermont, says he did not know that Bloomberg suspended his campaign earlier today. Sanders says the political establishment is determined to stop him, and many billionaires such as Bloomberg are with Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
In financial news, the Dow gained its second biggest single day point gain ever, increasing 1173 to 2791. The NASDAQ and S&P were also up. A well-known author and journalist is breaking ties with his publisher. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Journalist Ronan Farrow saying he, in his words, cannot work with his publisher after the company acquired his father Woody Allen's memoir, a division of Hachette Book Group, saying that it will release Allen's Apropos of Nothing on April 7th. On Tuesday, Farrow tweeted he's disappointed, saying that Hachette had gone behind his back to acquire his father's memoir after other major publishers refused to pick it up. Farrow's own book, Catch and Kill, accuses powerful men, including Woody Allen, of avoiding accountability for sexual abuse. The journalist has long accused Allen of molesting Farrow's sister Dylan when she was just a child.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump set to visit Nashville on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. At least 24 people are dead, and it was the deadliest tornado outbreak in Tennessee since 2011. Former American Idol star Taylor Hicks is a Nashville resident. He tells Fox News the city is strong and will rebuild.
You know, I think Nashvillians are very strong. I think Southerners are very strong, and I think we welcome, you know, obviously the president and the aid of the government right now to those areas affected, because as someone that has actually come from ground zero, I think we need to offer as much as we can as Americans to give these people that in this area really the need and the care that we should give them and that they deserve. Hands-On Nashville is a really great local organization that provides hands-on volunteer work. I know that they're scheduling a lot of volunteer get-togethers this weekend. And then I've dealt with the Alabama tornadoes and the April outbreaks with the Red Cross. We had a big benefit called Bama Rising. So the Red Cross and Hands-On of Nashville, HON.org, is both of those organizations I'm working with closely. And
BMW is making some changes to its iconic logo for the first time in nearly 20 years. The German automaker unveiled the new look on its Concept 14 model this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.